With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Plans are being put into place here in the Roaring Fork Valley to try and slow the spread of COVID-19. The goal is to protect vulnerable populations, such as older adults. Wickham Terrace Assisted Living in Aspen is home to residents with ages ranging from early 70s to late 90s, all with different health conditions, medical needs, and abilities. Maggie Girardi directs that facility, and she talked with me by phone today about what plans are in place to protect staff and elderly residents. So what is the current plan Wickham Terrace has set in place for the workers and residents?
We are doing everything we can to be incredibly conservative, acknowledging that we have an at-risk population here. So, we're remaining in regular contact with our colleagues at the CDPHE, as well as AVH and Pitkin County. So we're getting a lot of good guidance and direction, but we're also doing things that, we're just conservative and smart for keeping our population here safe. So we have limited our visitation to just essential visitors, so primarily staff. And if there were any sort of emergent or necessary visit from an external provider, we would certainly have that. So the residents had all their needs met. But everyone who is entering, staff included, is wearing a mask and gloves to allow us to keep any, possible germs or contagions that we have, prevent us from spreading it to residents. We are also asking residents not to go out, certainly to any large areas where there are a lot of people. We're not requiring people staying here, but, fortunately residents and their families understand the risk and, they're concerned as well.
So no family members or volunteers are allowed inside the facility?
Currently, we are asking family members not to come just because of what they could possibly be bringing in. Certainly, if there were any sort of emergent situation, we would absolutely work with family members to bring them in. We would ask that they wear gloves and masks, just like our staff are currently doing. Our volunteers are a huge part of our programming here at Wickham Terrace, and we're so grateful for them and the joy they bring to the lives of our residents. And I think that is one of the most challenging things that we're going through right now, is not being able to have those volunteers come in. And they, of course, all completely understand and support what we're doing. But the residents are missing their friends who come in and volunteer. So staff is doing everything we can to add extra programming and activities and, keep them happy during this challenging time period. And we have iPads and iPhones where we can FaceTime with family members and with our volunteers so residents can feel that they're still staying in touch with their friends outside of here and their family members.
So how would your plan change if a worker or resident were to show symptoms of COVID-19, such as a fever, cough, or shortness of breath?
So staff are actually, prior to every shift, monitoring their temperatures. So if anyone has a fever, they're not coming in, they're not doing a shift. So somebody else would fill in on that shift for them, and they're very diligent about monitoring any symptoms as well of illness, respiratory symptoms, that sort of thing. We're also monitoring residents' temperatures, and they're all fully on board with that, fortunately, as well, because they want us. This isn't just a housing complex. We're here to provide protective oversight and help with activities of daily living. So, they're grateful for the fact that we're wanting to look out for their best interest and, keep them safe and healthy. So if any of the residents did present any fever or any shortness of breath or new or change in cough or sore throat, any of those respiratory symptoms, then unfortunately we would need to go into a quarantine type situation. And we are very grateful that we're part of the Aspen Valley Hospital system. So we already have a lot of plans and protocols and policies in place to being able to get all hands on deck here if we needed that. And, you know, I think that is a distinctive difference between us and, you know, a lot of other facilities that don't necessarily have that direct pipeline or those resources that we do. So we're super grateful for being part of the hospital system and the fact that they treat us like family and are ready to help at a moment's notice.
That was Maggie Girardi, the director of Wickcombe Terrace Assisted Living in Aspen. She talked today about the plan there to protect residents and staff from the spread of COVID-19. You can get more information and resources on the coronavirus at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.